morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, March 29, 2025. We'll post it to all media channels and platforms on Sunday, March 30th, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So, for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. And still, there's about 50% of all the viewers of this channel that are not subscribed. So, if you find value in the content, you want to see the programs ongoing, please just take out a moment to subscribe. Very easy to do and doesn't cost anything. For those who need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. You can look for the Book a Session tab. Very easy. I think right now there's dates in September, October, November for sessions. And last but not least, if you like to participate in our live streams on Fridays and also get access to hundreds of videos online under our Platinum membership, you can become a Platinum member very easily. The join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Again, thanks for all the wonderful questions that come in this week. This week on our community board or under the post section of our YouTube channel, we had nearly 900 questions this week. I think the exact number as of right now is like 872. So thanks for all the great participation from everybody out there. The quality of the questions and kind of I say really the kind of deep insight that goes into those questions is not only helpful for everybody watching the channel, but everybody kind of new to the channel learning about all these very topics. So, on that note, we are going to start off with the countdown here. Right now, my wife Linda went through the entire batch of questions. We have about 73 questions here that we're going to go through, so we'll start from there. 73. Hello, Sterling and team. What is the main reason people are being sent to El Salvador? Is it because they become human slaves, abuse, or some other reason? It does not make sense. This is happening. Who is making money off of this? So this is 45 fulfilling a campaign promise to, get into the whole migrant and immigrant problem. And what I see is that there's some sort of a deal made with El Salvador whereby US is paying El Salvador, so they're monetizing this whole experience, if you will. A small percentage of the individuals transported to El Salvador will actually be coming back within this year, and then you see a big number of them, very large number of them coming back towards the beginning of next year. 72, are we still on track for the decertification of 45 in his administration? Yes, within 2025, within the summertime months, you're going to start seeing decertification happen. Then there's a number of procedures that happen after that, but that aligns with what's called the AIMS strategy that my spiritual team talked about. Right after the November election last year, and AIMS, our initials staying for analysis, investigation, movement, and military, and then the S stands for separation. Okay. 71. Hello, Sterling. Someone added the Atlantic's editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, to a Signal Yemen messaging Signal right messaging platform discussing evolving war plans that included JD Vance. And Rubio and others. Was this an incompetent error, meaning to go to someone else with a similar name or done on purpose? I see that this is actually a little bit of both. So this is someone that actually wanted an editor on the chat, but they even then put up like an assistant or somebody to kind of put confusing information in there. And so it allowed like whoever set up the chat to do it. But I see two prongs, if you will, two sides of this. Somebody was very intentional, but they didn't want to get discovered. So they kind of misled someone else that set up the chat. So overall, it was meant to happen. Okay. And this is all part of another nail in the coffin, so to speak, what's going on around the current administration. It's actually going to help a lot of worldwide countries understand the problems the US is having right now and then the need to kind of circumvent the administration and get around these problems, get them taken care of. Again, we get back to the AIMS strategy. 70, hello Sterling. When you reply to sensitive questions having to do with the future events of the US in the coming months, is there information that you can't completely tell us or leave out because it's too sensitive or worrisome or dangerous for us to know? Yes. The only information that's shared is information that's shared to try to help everybody keep the faith, understand kind of the trajectory that we're on, give some guardrails to what's happening. But whenever it gets to very detailed information that, it's almost like on a need to know basis. So not everything is appropriate for the public. But these shows are all about reinforcing everybody's understanding of spirituality, relationship with your team of angels and guides, the fact that there isn't Akashic records, there's an experience they're all going through in life lessons. So really this channel is all about the higher learning lessons. We're happy to address the question everybody has because everybody has a lot of fear about the current experiences the world is going through. But yes, there's certain information that is not necessary or even helpful to put out to the world, okay? 69, will the AIM strategy include 45's entire administration? Yeah, so nearly half the administration will be affected by what's coming out with the electronic election interference. Yes, that's all coming out. It's going to affect about half the administration. Almost, it'll end up being like a clean sweep, right? Like cleaning house. 68, hi, Sterling and team. When my father was dying, I shared a portion of his death experience with him. Hours before he died, in his darkened hospital room, a group of men, all wearing top hats and long coats, appeared. Somehow I knew they were there to escort him beyond the veil. I wanted to go with him in these moments, only to be told by one of the men that I was not permitted to move forward. As my father passed away, they disappeared one by one. Who were these men? These were his earth-based guides. And what happens is that as you start to make the transition, it's really your birth angels that fully escort you across. But many times your earthly guides will actually kind of step in around kind of the immediacy of the environment there, and help with the whole process. So you were seeing actually his guide team. 67, former U.S. Attorney for Eastern District of Virginia, Jessica Eber, was found dead at her residence a few days ago, at the printing of this BBC article on, this looks like March 23rd. She was only 43. Was this a health-related passing or something else? I do see that a number of people were trying to get her to exit, in not in a good way, exit out of this life. But she also had some underlying health concerns. So there's a little bit of both going on here. And it does appear like somebody that knew her, like worked in the office, maybe even another relationship there. They were actually somebody was trying to figure out how to kind of remove her from the equation. But then it's like a health event is what actually had her cross. There are no accidents, right? So whenever you exit, that is on your life path. But I do some people, there were like nefarious things going on behind the scenes, never got to play out. But I do see that as kind of a background element in all of it. 66. Hello, Sterling and team. How accurate is Hollywood's portrayal of extraterrestrials? Which movie or TV series character serves as the best example of this depiction? Simple answer is none of these. Actually, the ones that I deal with and the millions that we interact with here, they're actually highly intelligent beings. Might be a little similar in the way they look, but certainly not in the way they communicate and deal with life and science and helping humanity. So actually, there is no current, say, Hollywood depiction. It doesn't matter what show you look at. I think the Hollywood depictions of a lot of the science fiction shows and the science advances are far more accurate. Teleportation, for example, warp speed. But when it comes to like depictions of what extraterrestrials are like and how they interact, there are actually none of them out there right now that actually come close. 65. Why have the orca whales started wearing salmon hats again after 37 years? They have been swimming with the dead fish on their heads. Scientists don't seem to have a clue. I get this is a repeat of a trend that orca, we're talking about orca whales here, actually did like 40 years ago or 50 years ago. So it's something in their society, and it's something passed down from elder whales, literally. I hate to call it like a fashion statement, but it's something that they do, and it is a repetitive characteristic, a personality characteristic. So it's not related to global warming or poisonous algae for this specific element. Global warming does affect a lot of the seas, mammal populations, but this particular one is more like a personality trait that got handed down. 64, high sterling. I get physically ill when I think about what is happening to immigrants in the U.S. and the detainees sent to El Salvador. When will sanity be returned to the treatment of immigrants? So we were talking earlier about El Salvador, a small percentage coming back within 2025, and then the larger majority coming back in 2026. Immigration is going to be really a big problem for the next number of years here. Now, 45 is not going to be around, but it's going to take a while for everything to kind of get sorted out and Congress to pass new legislation. And so we've got a little bit of a troublesome period going on here. But I tell you, as you get out past, let's say, even the next presidential election, and there's going to be some interim things going on here. But I can see very clearly as you get out past the next presidential election in 2028, a lot of new immigration laws are going to be passed. So it's going to bring sanity back to all this. 63, with a new scan under the second pyramid showing eight tubes or tunnels deep under its base, are the pyramids actually energy machines? 100% yes. In fact, all of the major pyramids in Giza are, in fact, energy-producing devices. They actually had gold tops, conductive gold tops, water running through them. There's kind of a hydroelectric process that occurred within the pyramids, created energy. They also extracted energy from the atmosphere. So all this is true. There's also what they're going to find is there's several buried underground cities as well under the pyramids. So look for that coming here. 62, in reference to Social Security cuts, DOGE is now cutting staff, closing offices, and saying they will require in-person verification for every recipient. This will effectively cut benefits for millions of Americans, especially the disabled and elderly. Will they get away with this, or will all recipients continue to get the benefits they paid into? I do see Social Security is going to survive a lot of this chaos going on here. So I always saw recalculations of the way they calculate Social Security benefits, but then the numbers would come out the same for everybody, right about the same. I do see a little disruption. Sometimes my team was saying 1 or 2 days with a delay in payments. But looks like in the end, all of Americans will receive their Social Security benefits. So this is analogous to going through like rough seas, but the boat still stays stable, stays upright. The Social Security is taking a lot of heat, from DOGE and from 45, but I do see it all surviving. So, I think the way that presents this question here, there's certainly a reduction in staff, but Social Security Administration is going to find ways around it to automate some systems. So it looks like benefits will stay there. 61, will 45's portrait ever be carved into Mount Rushmore? No. However, I see some proposals, some ridiculous proposals being made, but don't ever see it coming to fruition that his portrait, his likeness is carved into Mount Rushmore. 60 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. Do we ever reconcile with the Indian tribes in the U.S.? In New Mexico, they have no water. Each family receives 7 gallons of water that is shipped to them via truck each week. Their homes are in need of replacement. Will we ever grow up as a society and fix these problems? We will, and it's going to be a long progression here. But in terms of, let's say, restoring, a lot of equity and equitable behavior towards, looks like, the Indian tribes in the U.S. This is going to really go over a 2-decade period here, like over a 20-year period. So there are good changes coming, be progressively better, but it's kind of a long tail, if you will, of getting to a place where we need to be, about 2 decades overall. 59. We live in northern Wisconsin, which is a rural area. Starlink is our only option for internet service. Will there be other satellite options coming soon? Within a 5-year period, we're going to see other alternate solutions supported, funded by NASA and new partners for NASA. So there's redundant systems, brand new systems coming. It's about a 5-year rollout period. It's obviously going to progress a little faster than that, meaning that you'll see incremental rollout of new satellite back-end systems, if you will. There are new broadband services coming via satellite. 58, a little sterling. You indicated last Sunday that legacy media will eventually start to reinvent themselves and start broadcasting truthful information as a majority of their coverage in late 2025. If the news regarding the election interference starts in summer 2025, how is this information getting out to the public and the masses? Well, actually, a lot of conventional news sources around the world will start to report on the electronic election interference. It's a small progression. But as you get out, it's true, as you get out into early 2026, a lot of the major conventional news organizations will start to shift the reporting more to the truth of what's going on, only because it'll be important to their bottom line. You'll see a lot of individuals moving away from news channels that aren't reporting the truth. It's all part of the truth coming out here in society and humanity, even worldwide. But as I said, there'll be incremental use of, there'll be releases of all the election interference information on conventional news channels. But in terms of really getting a clean out of getting back to real truthful news reporting, you're looking at, kind of the beginning of 2026. 57, what will happen with RFK Jr.? Will doctors override his various decisions? I do see many doctors are going to step forward and do what they think's right, whether they do it publicly or they, let's say, they do it behind the scenes with their patients. But I do see a lot of doctors sticking to good science. So, and I've also seen that sometimes medications or certain vaccines may be difficult to get because of what's going on with, let's say, RFK Jr. And what he's doing. However, it looks like there'll be alternate sources for the medication. Coming from various areas around the world. So there's going to be other solutions here, I think is kind of really what I'm trying to get across here. And doctors will actually put those alternate solutions in front of their patients in a way that's backed up by good science. 56. In 1986, I saw a dull gray metallic triangular slow flying object at treetop level. It was the size of a large fighter jet. It had glowing green plasma around its perimeter. It was followed by an orb 10 feet in diameter, like a ball of green electricity. Then a much larger craft flew over. It had numerous lights, but I couldn't determine its shape, what I actually see. So this is actually a series of what they call UAP, UFO drone ships meeting up with a larger mothership. Now, there are shuttle ships and there are drone ships that move back and forth between, say, Earth and other motherships. Drones typically do a lot of surveillance. They're watching, safeguarding humanity. A lot of the shuttle ships are actually bringing individuals, scientists, and others back and forth between Earth and the motherships. 55. Will we continue to enjoy music even after we pass on? If the answer is yes, will it be music we heard in our past lives? Do ETs enjoy music? Yes, everything, when you pass on into the heaven dimension, there's actually millions of dimensions, but heaven's one of them. When you pass on into the heaven dimension, you actually have the ability to access anything in the universe. It includes all music ever recorded from the dawn of time. In terms of extraterrestrials, I find that they enjoy a lot of classical music, a really wide variety of classical music. So it's almost like thinking music, where it really kind of complements whatever you're doing. And that way, classical music is very healing and soothing for a lot of people, especially if you think about students doing homework, right? Where, classical doesn't really cloud your mind. You kind of stay focused on what you're doing. 54, are the actions some of us are taking, for example, protesting, boycotting companies, sending postcards, etc., making any difference? Yes, but they're only a fraction of the overall effort that's required by humanity right now. So it's a fraction, it's a component, it's a tool, but everybody, it's a part of the overall puzzle and putting the truth out there, for example. So yeah, it's a part. Everything is helpful. 53. Hello, Sterling and team. My question is about elementals. Do they have a soul path, life path blueprint? Yes, all spiritual entities, including elementals, have a life path, a purpose. A lot of elementals are what they call region-based or regionally based. So they're actually usually safeguarding some area or watching over some specific area on Earth. But yes, they all have a soul, they have a path, a blueprint, absolutely. 52. Hello, Sterling. The hacker group Anonymous recently came out with a video that said they have information of election interference for the 2024 election. Are they part of the AIM strategy? Will their information actually make a difference? Yes, they're all part of the overall plan of getting the information out there. Absolutely. Anonymous is a group of very sophisticated individuals, scientific and otherwise, based in good science and technology and infrastructure and back-end IT technology, and in varying ages too, right? All from very young to very old. Anonymous is a very broad group, but they are going to be doing a lot of good things here to help push the truth, help leverage or a reverse leverage some of what 45 is doing, so stopping some infrastructure from being put into place. So yes, they're all part of the AIM strategy. They're real. 51, was Merrick Garland compromised in some way? Was he in Russia's pocket, or was there another reason he was so slow to hold 45 accountable? I believe what I can tell here from my team, he believed he was up against kind of impossible forces within government. He actually saw what was going on, I guess, with the Department of Justice and other things that 45 was involved in, and felt that was like insurmountable. So that was his call. I think he actually did a lot of good background work, and a lot of the information is still available. But he realized, in terms of really getting the ball over the finish line, so to speak, that he was under insurmountable challenges, and he actually. And so he stood back, is what happened. 50. Will all the frozen funds for medical research be released soon? Many educational research programs through hospitals and university programs are being negatively affected by this particular DOGE action and may need to cancel programs already in progress. I don't see any real release of the funds till we get out towards the end of 2025 this year. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge here, but rest assured, the funds are going to start to get released, but looks like more like towards the end of this year in 2025. 49. Hello, Sterling from Denmark. How much will the general level of the water or sea rise in the coming years? Denmark is a country of 1,400 islands, so the climate crisis is quite nerve-wracking here in Denmark. Well, we've talked about this before. My team has predicted that over the next 2 decades, going to see worldwide elevations in sea levels by about 1 to 2 feet around the world. This has to do with the melting of the Doomsday Glacier, all sorts of other things going on. There is a 1 to 2 foot sea level increase worldwide. 48. Hello, Sterling and team. Do we specify the actual events that we live, or just the lessons of the events? Is it all predetermined before I come to Earth? Yes. So you actually lay out a blueprint, a detailed blueprint of all the life experiences, all the lessons you intend to learn. But you really, when you lay out the life path, you're laying out all the individual events that lead to the lessons. So it's kind of one and the same. But I've told people it's interesting. When you get to the other side, you can actually see almost a complete, book. It's almost, think about a scroll 700 feet long, and you can actually see, oh, I planned out what happened to me when I was 12 years old. Oh, when I was 26. Oh, when I got married when I was 32, for example. I'm just saying, generally speaking. So you actually can see all this, how you planned it out before you came down here. But obviously, it leads to a lot of soul lessons. Absolutely. Okay, 47 the countdown. Hello, Sterling. When a cruel person passes over, what happens to them? Is their spirit all about love and horrified by what they have done, or is it something else? So all souls go through an extensive life review. Now, if you did a lot of bad things down here, you're gonna spend a lot more time in your life review. You feel all the feelings you left behind and you caused everybody to experience, all the good, all the bad. If you did a lot of horrific things on Earth, you're probably and at most always required to go through extra levels of school on the other side, right? Much more education, okay? So nobody ever gets away with anything, but if you're a cruel person, You spend a lot more time in the life review. You spend a lot more time feeling the feelings you left behind for everybody as a way to elevate your soul. The whole reason for doing it on the other side is to figure out how your soul needs to evolve. 46, Hi Sterling. You talk about life contracts for humans. What kind of contracts do animals sign up for? What lessons do they learn? So every animal comes down with a life path contract, just like Homo sapiens sapiens, just like humanity. Animals are from the angelic realm. They come out of a space of pure unconditional love. They're not angels, but they come out of the angelic realm. They do have a purpose. They come down here and then connect with unique soul families down here to teach everybody, whatever family they're in, lessons of the heart. That's what animals are down here for, but they absolutely all have life path lessons and blueprints. 45, recently 45 filed a lawsuit against several law firms that he perceived to be his enemy by representing clients that did not align with his overall vision. Only one of them countersued him as a response and to stand up for their constitutional rights. How will this work out? Will 45 win the courts? No, I don't see 45 winning in the courts. I see many more legal firms taking the lead of this initial firm of then fighting back against what's going on here. Obviously, it's corrupt behavior on behalf of 45 administration. It's authoritarian. But I do see many more law firms, taking the lead by this example and saying, okay, we're not going to stand up for it either. So it's all about everybody standing in the truth, pushing forward with what's right for the world, democracy, the country. 44. After 45 expressed his desire for Greenland, Russia has questioned the Norwegian ownership of the island. It looks like Svalbard. Will they try to take over our island, love and light, from Norway? No, I don't see this ever going through. I see, a lot of threats being passed around, but I don't see it ever going through, no. 43. Hello, Sterling. What can I say to my children who inherit the gifts of the Clairs? I tell my son these are gifts he can choose to embrace if he likes or not. He says the shadow people call him by name and it scares him. I tell him if he doesn't want them around, he can ask them to leave. I figured all this out on my own when I was a child, so I had no guidance on these matters. Am I correct? Who are these shadow people? So these are some of his guides coming around. And remember, as children, we're all very open to the other side. So all the clairs work very, very well when you're young. But if they scare you, absolutely, you can just tell the individual spiritual entities to step back. Please step back, like remove yourself from the situation. You're scaring me. They respond. Our guides, angels, all spiritual entities respond to our sincere, genuine requests. And you can actually, you can handle it any way you like, but we're all born with various clairs. There are eight clairs. Not everybody has the command of all eight clairs. But in this case, if they're scaring him, tell him to tell his guys, angels, to step back, please, that you're scaring him. 42. Do we obtain a perfect memory in the spiritual realm once we pass over? Yes, you can see as far back or as far ahead you like as you on the other side. Remember, the heaven dimension, among millions of other dimensions, moves at faster than the speed of light. Time becomes non-linear. You can actually move forward and backward in time, certainly to visit, to see. Now, this question always comes up, but can you move ahead in time into the future and then come back, or can you go backwards in time? Whenever you reincarnate, you always reincarnate, let's say, to the earth plane in a time that is later than the time you left. So you can't come back like 300 years, before you left, for example. And you can't go materially way into the future. You can't push out 1,000 years. Now, there are people, remember, I say people reincarnate every 80 to 100 years, something like that. But typically, that's kind of the range people stay in. They don't jump ahead 1,000 years, okay? 41. My question is, what does a workday look like in your daily life? Spirits, guides, ETs must make for a very interesting day. I generally try to conduct sessions with individuals in the morning hours. Then I move on to a later, to a more a busier business schedule. I do have, I've talked about this all the time. Anybody doing this kind of work, you really have to have the full control of how to turn on the gift and off the gift. So I think when the rest of my day plays out, I know when to like turn the gift on if I need it in a business situation, or I had to keep it off because, not necessary at that time or something else I'm doing. Everybody can learn to communicate with the other side. It's kind of a side note. But again, I always have to keep saying, if you develop the gift, you next have to learn how to turn it on and off. Because if you leave the gift on all the time, it will suck a lot of your energy. You'll feel very tired all the time. So I try to create balance in my day, right? Between, say, doing sessions with individuals and handling a business, my own business schedule. But then turning the gift on and off allows you to kind of create balance in your life. 40. Hello, Sterling. Is there anything positive coming out of the actions from 45 and his new administration? Well, oddly enough, it highlights all the areas that need help and correction and new amendments to the Constitution. So, in a way, this is somebody creating tremendous, dangerous havoc worldwide, but it's highlighting all the areas that have been addressed for hundreds of years. If you think about when the Constitution was developed, a lot has happened with humanity, for example, since then. This applies to a lot of other countries too. So a lot of the holes in the dam, so to speak, that are being created by 45, though humanity, Congress, everybody involved will learn new ways to plug those holes in the dam, new amendments, requirements where you can't run or be president if you're existing or a felon. There's so many to name off here. But yeah, he's actually highlighting, almost shining a flashlight on all the areas that need correction. 39, hi Sterling, do you still see 45 escaping to the Far East once the election information comes out? Yes, I do. Eventually, when it's going to get impossible for him to kind of continue forward because of election interference, interactions with offshore countries, Russia. Eventually, that's where he'll escape to. Absolutely. Okay, 38 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Four former and current police officers in Harris County, Texas, are reported to have taken their own lives within a 6-month period. Is it true, or was there foul play involved? I see this is all true, but I don't see any foul play involved. I do see that this was a result of what I'll call PTSD, some form of let's call it a health problem, mental illness, but I don't see this foul play. But I see this as like a microcosm of what's going on nationwide and worldwide. So no foul play. And remember, you never get off the planet unless it's your exit point. So this is an exit point. But every individual, every soul leaves behind a life lesson. Say if they take their life, that's part of their path, but they leave behind lessons for those that are still remaining. 38, I'm sorry, 37. Can you provide information on what the eight vertical cylindrical structures are found by the SAR radar in the Giza pyramids? These are all part of a power generating system that I've talked about many times over the last 5, 6 years on this channel. There's a hydroelectric effect that occurs by running water through these channels, these cylinders. It creates electrical energy that's then stored by the pyramids. There were at one time gold tops on the pyramids. And so these were really power generating systems. And they're also going to find that there are major cities built underneath the pyramids as well as they go even deeper. 36. Hello, Sterling. My question is about the group called Anonymous. Are they comprised of just humans, and are they getting help from other extraterrestrial beings? So I get they're all human-based. They range in ages from very young to much older. They have deep expertise across many technologies worldwide, including IT infrastructure, satellite communications, coding, malware, power grid systems, but they're essentially going to be one of the downfalls of the 45 administration, as Anonymous then leverages their ability to affect 45's administration and really helps circumvent their ability to be able to carry out some of the havoc they're carrying out. They're not being helped by extraterrestrials, though, okay? 35. What does the future of student loans look like? Will we see them canceled or restructured at some point? I guess they're going to be in a holding pattern for at least most of 2025, kind of start again, stop again, start again, stop again. As you get out into 2026, there'll be brand new programs offered and developed for many that are in these student loan programs. There'll be some forgiveness, there'll be extension of payments, low interest rates. So there are going to be new programs coming in to help a lot of individuals with these student loans. 34, can you please look into the news about Speaker Johnson today announcing that Congress will look into eliminating the federal courts as GOP ramps up attacks on federal judges, and all are concerned, will this happen? So I assume they're referring to the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Roberts, all the other Supreme Court justices. No, I don't see them effectively shut down. I think you're going to see now a real match back and forth through the Supreme Court and the 45 administration. The Supreme Court realizing they did things that really put the presidency in 45 on a very harmful course for the U.S. So no, I don't see them shutting down the Supreme Court. 33, hello, Sterling and team. I've noticed that those who talk about the principles of reincarnation do not mention resurrection. Are the two topics in opposition to each other, or mutually exclusive, or can they both be phenomena in the grand scheme of things? So reincarnation many times, relates to the fact you're restarting a brand new life. Let's say moving from a heaven dimension into an earth dimension or some other place in the universe. So resurrection, I think, from a religious standpoint, occurs to somebody, rising after death. You know what's interesting is that there really is no birth, there's no death, continuation of the soul. So the terms can be used. There's a little bit of overlap between the terms. I think a lot of it has to do with where the soul or what level the soul is on, and what environment the soul's in. Is the soul on earth? Is the soul in the heaven dimension? Is the soul in another dimension? So a little bit of an overlap there, but I think there's some religious terminology thrown around here that kind of confuse the issue. Typically, when you're reincarnating, you're starting a brand new life path. It could be here on earth. Resurrecting, speaks to the religious term of rising after death, but there's no death. So I can understand why it's confusing to a lot of people. 32, hi Sterling, can you share more about your ability, how you knew you had it, and what do you do to increase your abilities on a daily basis? I really started to understand the extent of my abilities in 1992 when I met with psychic medium Fred Fassett, who has since passed away. But it was Fred that originally I met him with my wife at a fair up in Santa Barbara. He was referred to me by some people in the entertainment industry to go up and talk to him. And what's interesting is he actually, in a funny way, scolded me the first time I saw him for not using my abilities more on the open. So, and he also kind of put me through kind of a little bit of a helpful activation, if you will. Nothing really serious, but almost like within 5 minutes, he said, start doing it, use it. And that really, for me, flipped the switch more towards doing it more publicly. As far as keeping the gift going, it's always, it's the old adage, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So the eight clairs are really kind of like mind muscles. So if you don't use them, you'll lose them. But if you choose to use them on a daily basis, you keep them sharp. It's like any musician will tell you, even the best musicians, world-class musicians will tell you, they practice every day. It keeps up the muscle memory. 31 years ago, I'm sorry, 31, many years ago, I think I had a spontaneous out-of-body experience where I saw my sleeping body on my bed. I continued to move through my apartment, went to the front door. At the front door, I saw three tall figures and that looked human, one woman, two men that stood and smiled at me with love. They didn't say anything, but I moved past them through the door. Was this a real out-of-body experience? And were these spirit guides, angels, or something else? So this was a form of astral travel you went through, and you're actually meeting up with your angelic team, your angels and guides. So actually a very common experience when you first astral travel. Many times you'll meet your guides and angels. And when you astral travel, you're disconnecting your soul from the physical body. 30 in the countdown. Do you think the new executive order to revamp the election signed by 45 on Tuesday of this past week will cause the elections to be controlled by the 45 administration going forward? They're going to try to control the elections, but I see a lot of individuals throughout society, Congress, government, circumventing many of the things that were in this executive order. So I do see elections being safeguarded, a lot of things happening behind the scenes with the outcoming of the electronic election interference. All these things are going to come in to kind of counterbalance what's going on with 45 administration. So I do believe, and I see from my team, that elections will be safe going forward. Absolutely. Okay, 29, the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I'm a university professor. I'm very alarmed by the changes to the Department of Education. If the government cuts or eliminates Pell Grants and or if they delay student loan approvals, many Cal State universities can lose half of their student body. There will be massive layoffs. What do you see for the future of grants and college enrollment for the rest of the year? It's going to be a major problem for the next few months. I've been called 6 months. As we get out past kind of the 6 month period, it looks like a lot of this will actually start to get better. But they're purposely trying to hurt these programs. So we're going through a bit, we're going to be going through a bit of a difficult 6 month period going forward here. Then it's going to start to kind of reinvigorate. And actually, I see them releasing funds, changing policy, but that's only because there's going to be a shift in the 45 administration. 28, what do your guides see happening to the Dark Enlightenment movement, whose members include Curtis Yarvin, Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance? How much power are they wielding right now in our democracy? Yes, they're a significant factor, right, in what's going on right now around government. But remember, they're pushing what I'll call a, like a CEO-based government, a corporate structure that's not going to succeed. It's not something the founding fathers envisioned, but they're not going to succeed. There are like some massive cities that are going to be built in Northern California. I talked about that in prior shows, but they're not going to succeed overall in trying to shift over kind of U.S. government to kind of a CEO corporate infrastructure. 27, will there ever be a cure or successful treatment for Alzheimer's and dementia? So there already are some major breakthroughs already using genetic engineering, CRISPR technology right now by several research institutions, universities. We got about a 10-year path here until we get good, say, the first series of genetic produced, genetic engineered vaccines, medicines, medications that'll start to then affect in a good way. Slow down, stop, even at some point here, reverse Alzheimer's. So, got about a 10-year run here, but breakthroughs are being made right now. 26, the Chinese auto company BYD is manufacturing reliable, inexpensive electric vehicles that are sold for about half the price of a Tesla. These cars, now available in many countries, include Mexico, Europe, South America, Australia. When will the United States allow these vehicles into the country for sale? Will they still be inexpensive in the US? I do see the US allowing these vehicles in the country on or about the year 2028. They'll still be very cost competitive, but looks like they're not going to be allowed until about 2028. 25, the new elected German government is having difficulty finding common ground with its coalition partner. While the right-wing AfD seems to be getting stronger daily in the polls, will Friedrich Merz succeed and bring Germany on the right course again? Yes, it appears he's the right individual for the right time. He's actually going to have tremendous success in kind of moving Germany forward on a good path. 24, do we have the same birth angel for each incarnation we go through, or does it change out depending on what you need in a specific incarnation? We always start out with a fresh team of birth angels. Now, birth angels are assigned to you for life, each life you go through. Their primary job is to keep you on the planet if it's not your exit point. Guides, working spiritual guides, will trade out with you a lot of times as you go from life cycle to life cycle. Remember, I talk about people are either on 7-year life cycles or 10-year life cycles. But as you go like life cycle to life cycle, for example, you might have a business guide that helps you run a small clothing boutique when you're in college. But when you get the later years, maybe you're running General Motors, you need a different type of business guide. So actually, guides will trade out depending on what you're doing. A lot of times, life cycle by life cycle, birth angels are assigned here for life. But in there, they could be a fresh batch of birth angels for each reincarnation. 23, hi Sterling, you mentioned CRISPR genetic engineering technology. Are there any risks to this gene editing technology? Can it somehow damage DNA or cause cancer, or will it be completely safe in the future? So all medical advances go through kind of a refining period, right? It does take a while for humanity to understand the best way to use new technology to refine it. So there's a learning curve here for CRISPR genetic engineering technology. But as we move through it over years and even the decades, This technology will be very stable, very helpful, and it will help the body do what it needs to do to reverse cell damage, create new cells, combat a lot of diseases for humanity. 22, will our healthcare system change to allow upcoming CRISPR medical advances, previously mentioned, to be accessible and affordable to the lower middle class Americans? Yes, many insurance companies are actually going to support CRISPR genetic engineering technology because it's going to actually reduce the amount of long-term care required. So really cut down expenses. When you think about what insurance companies pay out sometimes for cancer treatment, if you can get a cancer condition under control within months or a year, that's quite different than having ongoing care for 5 years or something. So a lot of insurance companies, it's really going to help drive down some of the costs long term, right? In the immediate, when it's first released, all medications and drugs are somewhat expensive because they're absorbing a lot of the research and development cost. But as we get on the longer life cycle, if you will, of these drugs, these CRISPR drugs, they'll come down in price. And insurance companies, doctors, hospitals will endorse them. Okay, number 21 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. How is it decided who our guides and angels are for each lifetime? Do they choose us, or do we choose them, or are they assigned to us? So we agree to the selection of all birth angels and guides in our initial kind of team makeup when you come down here. Remember, birth angels are with you for life. They keep you on the planet if it's not your exit point. But you always start with a fresh team every lifetime, a fresh team, birth angels and guides. Now, as I said, birth angels stay with you for life during each incarnation. What happens though with guides is they will trade out many times as you move life cycle to life cycle. Some people are on 7-year life cycles, some are on 10-year life cycles. But you actually do a lot of times trade out guides as you go life cycle to life cycle. Good example is if you're managing, let's say, a small clothing boutique when you're in high school, you have a once have kind of a business guide. If later on in your career you're managing General Motors, you'll have a different type of business guide. So guides will trade out, but you do start with a fresh team during reincarnation. That's a good question. Okay, 20 in the countdown. Do you see the current push for return to office as a temporary situation? If so, when will the rules revert back to at least a hybrid model or part-time work at home? It's a temporary situation here again. By the end of this year, 2025, you'll see a return to more of a hybrid working environment because companies are going to try to control costs in some way. 19, what does the future hold for NOAA and their partners? Many amazing scientists are very worried for what may become of NOAA. Well, I see increased danger, unfortunately. Here again, a lot going on here in 2025, but increased danger for not being warned about major weather events. But there's going to be a lot of rehiring towards the end of this year. As we get into 2026, I think NOAA is going to be fully functional again. But we are going to go through a bit of a dangerous period here in 2025 where some major storms will not be predicted in time. So I'm sorry to tell you, but this is an issue we're going to be going through here around the middle months here of 2025. 18. Michelle Goodwin reports in her book, Policing the Womb, that 67.2% of the membership of all the state legislatures combined are run by men. I dare say that none of them have a clue about a woman's anatomy or the reproductive cycle. When will the criminalization of reproductive health by giving the state's status of the fetus the same as that of the mother be eliminated? Will we see movies depicting the deleterious effects of the criminalization of reproductive health, particularly of poor black and brown women? Well, here, I don't see significant changes around, let's say, legislation or Roe v. Wade or what occurred in the Supreme Court. The Roe v. Wade reversal is at least a year or two out now at this point. Certainly by the 2028 election cycle, it's going to be changed. But then a lot of other legislation is going to be gradually shifted over so that, say, women's reproductive health rights are maintained, the right kind of medical coverage is offered, the right kind of options are offered. Certainly it's a hard change for me as we get out to 2028, but the Roe v. Wade situation may reverse even a little earlier than that with the Supreme Court. 17. Do people who do not believe in spirit guides discover, meet them when they pass on? Absolutely 100%. Everybody, you meet your guiding spiritual team when you cross over. 16. They have possibly discovered an extraterrestrial ship deep in the mesa at Skinwalker Ranch in northern Utah. Is that what's really in there? Will ever be able to access it? Yes, I've talked about this before. There's actually a large extraterrestrial ship and nuclear power generation source buried in the mesa on Skinwalker Ranch. They'll eventually get the evidence they need to see it. And I could be able to extract it. It's in there in a way that it cannot be extracted, right? 15. My question is about pets dying seemingly early. I thought I heard you say that animals have certain exit points like humans do. What's the purpose for pets to die young? So, no spiritual entity, Homo sapiens, sapien, animal, you don't get off your life path. You don't get out. You can't exit if it's not your time. So, there is no such thing really as about pets dying seemingly early. Remember, all animals are here to teach us a lesson of the heart. 14. What was the mysterious blue spiral formation seen across Europe this week? I guess this was a SpaceX rocket launch. So it was gases left in the atmosphere, even lower atmosphere from a SpaceX rocket launch, they're telling me. 13. What is the future of the publishing industry and paper books? Well, eventually, within 10 years, approximately 80% of all books will be published digitally, electronically, across digital platforms. Still be a good 20% of the publishing industry where people like to hold on to something physical, like turn pages in a book, more of an analog experience. But about 80% within 10 years will all be delivered digitally. 12, dear Sterling and guides, we live in Portugal. Many Americans, expats, are concerned about what is going on with our allies and the new travel advisories from Germany, UK, Poland, Denmark, advising against traveling to the US. Will this damage ever be repaired, or will Americans abroad have difficulty living and traveling in Europe? So, for a good part, 2025, here we are getting out into 2026. Americans are going to have difficulty traveling worldwide. It is due to all the chaos that's being produced by 45 administrations. So, it's true, 2025 is going to be rather difficult. As you get out into early 2026, things will start to free up a little bit more. 11. What does it mean when in the spiritual community they say that our bodies are being upgraded to crystalline structure? So my guides don't acknowledge this as a true concept. It really, I think there are very spiritual communities that talk about this and referencing like upgrading your DNA. Look, we're all in a gradual progression here spiritually to become better human beings, better entities. This three-decade reset I talk about all the time, 2020 to 2050, where a lot of change in humanity is going to occur. But my guides never use the term, nor do they validate that we're moving to a crystalline structure. Looks like it's more of a term used by spiritual groups. 10. Hi, Sterling. Will 45 succeed in taking Greenland? No, he's going to create a lot of havoc and even maybe try to put some installation over there. Or, there's a lot of havoc going to be created, but never taking over Greenland. It looks like many countries around the world will actually stop it, believe it or not. 9. Hello, Sterling. Do you see 45 declaring martial law? And if so, when and how long will it last? This is an interesting question because when I've looked at this, even prior to doing the show here, I did see like one state going through some sort of a martial law experience, and that surprisingly is Texas. That there may be something going on in Texas where martial law is declared, but then there's enough people in the population to fight against it and they reverse it, right? So a lot of guns in Texas. But I do see, interestingly enough, some martial law thing happening in Texas. So that's what my team's telling me. 8. But by the way, again, there's reinforcing the fact that it won't last very long. The martial law that's declared in Texas won't last very long, whether it's days or week or something, and then it gets repealed. 8. Do stem cell patches work to regenerate and regrow stem cells? Again, not a doctor, just play one on TV. In some cases, for some cancer treatments and immune system problems, they can be helpful. But what I'm getting is for a large degree of ailments or diseases, they're not that helpful yet. Maybe in another decade. So there's something around helping with some forms of cancer treatment and immune system problems. So I always tell people, talk to your doctor. Seven, will the MAGA people that turn away from 45 develop any more empathy for other people? A majority of them seem angry and unkind and looking for a target for their frustration. No, and well, they will not become more compassionate. They will just kind of realign their energy, looking for like another way of how they can enrich themselves. So that's really kind of always being focused on yourself, not really become more compassionate, I think is really kind of what this person's asking. They're just going to redirect their energies. How else can I enrich myself, which is not very spiritual? Six, Doge claims they have saved money. Where's the proof of the savings? Laying off people, tearing down organizations will cost the American people more money in the long run. To date, there has been no actual proof that the government has been wasting any substantial amounts of money. What do you see in this area? So it looks to me like Doge is going to try to, say that they saved $1 trillion or several $100 million. When it gets down to it, it may be only tens of millions of dollars. They won't be able to validate any large savings. And I do see that, again, we get toward the end of this year or out into next year, a lot of these agencies will be rebuilt at a higher cost, because when you tear an agency down, it takes longer to kind of rebuild it back up. So no large savings here. And it maybe it's going to be tens of millions of dollars at best. Five, hello Sterling. Does your team see robots taking over farming or food harvesting in the near future in the US? All farming, like all industries, will become essentially robotic and AI powered. You'll need human beings to kind of manage those robotics and AI intelligence systems. But a large part of it, I think this person's asking, near future. Well, within 5 years, significant robotics and AI in the farming industry. Four, are there infinite parallel realities like some astrophysicists believe? Do we all exist in these parallel realities with different futures? So there's one universe, which is as defined, contains everything, all galaxies, all star systems, all dimensions, one universe. Oh, there are millions of dimensions, and dimensions are all moving at different speeds, like they have dimensions moving faster than the speed of light. However, as individual souls or Homo sapiens sapiens, you're living one life path. We're not living parallel life paths, like 12 different parallel lives, all with different outcomes. It's actually your soul is living a single life path blueprint. Certainly, when you cross over to other dimensions, you can move around those dimensions, but you're still not living, let's say, multiple lives all at the same time. Three, do our ET friends have a message for us? So, questions three, two, and one in the countdown. I always take notes before I start the show, so I'll read those back to you. So, number three, do our extraterrestrial friends have a message for us? Patience is something we have learned to respect. And as a natural part of life, while still expecting great outcomes, do not force results in your life. And if you constantly receive the same answer, move forward to another outcome. So essentially, that means if you're banging your head against the wall, running to a brick wall successfully in your life, learn, get the message, and learn how to move on to a different outcome. Number two in the countdown, do you see anything coming up for this week? Many new federal judges, and I said it's federal judges, but judges across all different types of districts, stopping or preventing 45 cases from moving ahead. So I see some successful blocking and tackling by judges, slowing down some of the ridiculous 45 legislation and executive orders. Another airline accident in Europe and the US. I don't think there's going to be a major loss of life. There's going to be some loss of life, but there's two other instances here coming up in Europe and the US. And then new drugs being tested for Alzheimer's treatment. I think it's going to be announced in the press, but new Alzheimer's drugs is all part of the research that's going on. And number one, the countdown. Do you have anything your guys want to share? Please stand in forgiveness because that not only releases you from things that bind you up in life, but it actually helps the world to move forward. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, March 29, 2025, released to all platforms, and March 30th, 2025. As always, you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the Book a Session tab. If you want to join our Platinum Membership experience, the join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the front page of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.